This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is expected to authorize a third shot of COVID-19 vaccine for some people with weakened immune systems. News outlets say the FDA will likely approve a third shot of either the two-dose Pfizer or Moderna vaccines as early as today. An advisory panel of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will meet Friday to discuss giving booster shots of COVID-19 vaccines for some people with compromised immune systems. Scientists have been debating whether to offer extra doses of COVID-19 vaccines to certain immunocompromised people, such as organ transplant recipients or cancer patients. The Taliban captured a police headquarters Thursday in a provincial capital in southern Afghanistan as suspected U.S. airstrikes pounded the area, according to one official. Fighting has been raging this week, with the militants seizing 9 communities around the country. Afghan security forces and the government have not responded to repeated requests for comment over the days of fighting. However, President Ashraf Ghani is trying to rally a counter-offensive, relying on his country's special forces, the militias of warlords, and American air power ahead of the U.S. and NATO withdrawal at the end of the month. Senior Afghan officials are in Doha for an international conference which will discuss the Taliban's blitz across Afghanistan. Abdullah Abdullah heads the Afghan government's Reconciliation Council and is among one of the officials who will attend Thursday's talks. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Rescuers resumed their search Thursday morning for survivors and victims of a large landslide which crossed a highway in mountains of northern India a day earlier, killing at least 13 people. A bus, truck, and 2 cars were smashed in the landslide. Police say dozens of people are still feared trapped in the bus, which was buried by the debris. More than 100 rescuers, including police and paramilitary personnel, have been deployed to clear the rubble using earth movers. Authorities say so far, 14 people have been rescued. Amnesty International says Ethiopian government forces, Amhara region's militia group, and Eritrean forces have been systematically raping and abusing hundreds of women and girls in the conflict in the country's northern Tigray region. As part of a new report, Amnesty spoke to 63 survivors of rape and sexual violence from Tigray, in addition to health professionals working with the survivors. Among these survivors, 38 said the rapes were perpetrated by the Eritrean soldiers. The White House press secretary told VOA Wednesday, "The U.S. is closely engaged with countries in the region, leaders in the region as well, and certainly horrified by what we've seen as ongoing human rights abuses in Ethiopia." Algeria begins 3 days of national mourning Thursday in honor of the 65 people, including 28 soldiers, who died from wildfires in the Berber region of the country. Dozens of fires began scorching forested mountainsides in the Berber region on Monday, destroying homes and animals that provided livelihood for the region. Prime Minister and Interior Minister both early this week said that arson was suspected in the blazes despite a heat wave and high winds fanning the flames. Zambians head to the polls Thursday to choose a new president. Parliament and local representatives in a general election that analysts say will be a test for one of Africa's pillars of democracy. President Edgar Lungu faces his fiercest competitionally familiar challenger, Hakainde Hichilema, one of 15 opposition candidates. Analysts predict a tight race to determine the country's political future, and the second round could result if a candidate does not receive more than 50% of the ballots cast. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.